Okay, I'll start with an injury update. Ryan Pickett had a knee bruise. Mark Tyler had a shoulder. Mike Daniels are looking at his knee and his groin. And really no update on Eric. Lyrich was sore his knee. Greg, the medical staff, Greg Jennings, they feel he may go tomorrow. And I think it was obvious that Jermichael Finley was back to full practice today. With that, I'll take your questions. Who are we talking about? Who do you want to know about?
Bishop.
Desmond. Time frame. Hopeful by the end of the week is what they're telling me. John Coon's probably in about the same area. Well, I mean, Jermichael is such a playmaker. Once again, I'm going to probably have to say this every day throughout this week and probably in the start of next week. I mean, it is an installation phase of training camp, so a lot of new plays today. We hit a bunch of situations, had a number of two-minute drills, red zone. So, with that, just the adjustments and communications, I thought he did fine. So I didn't really study him. I didn't feel that I needed to watch him as where my focus was in other areas. So it's great to have him back. Well, Morgan, I think Morgan is clearly one of our young players that is stepping to the forefront. I think he'll definitely be someone that they'll be talking about throughout the league. I think he's ready for that type of season. So his communication's outstanding, having both him and Charles back here. So you got two very cerebral individuals to communicate the adjustments, and I think he's off to a good start with his camp. Well, there's no starting jobs that are being won today. We are installing. Some players are performing better than others. We had way too many mental errors the last 2 days on defense, so hopefully it'll be cleaner today when we take a look at it. So House is definitely an improved player since last year. We talked about that yesterday, after yesterday's practice, and, don't they know we're in here? I mean, but I really like what Devon's doing. He's extremely physical. If you look at the way, with his body structure, he should be a very good bump and run player, and he's playing to that strength right now, and he's off to a good camp. I mean, he's clearly a different player this year than he was last year, no doubt. Well, the reality is the ability to stack success, and that comes particularly in individual improvement, and he needs that because, with that, anytime a younger player is in the process of growth, confidence is such a key ingredient for him to continue to move forward. So you can see him being more confident, and with that, giving him more opportunities to build that confidence is, he's being rewarded for the way he is, he's practicing. So. But once again, we have a long way to go. I think Joe Witt's doing an outstanding job pushing those corners to be more physical, with the extra tackling drills and some of the things that we're doing. So as a group, particularly our young corners, we need to be more physical.
Mike, what have you seen, speaking of young corners, and what do you want to see out of Sam Shields so far in camp?
I mean, I want to see improvement. So Sam is a very talented young man, probably played a lot of football before he was ready and played well, in our Super Bowl run. So, but now he's had a chance to go through an off season and just improving the finer details of his play. He has a lot of speed. Can't always rely on that. So, really his emphasis is on the techniques, and he's doing a much better job.
What's the statement that Donald Driver makes with a performance like he's had throughout camp, especially today?
Well, Donald's so consistent, and that's one thing you always admire about Donald. The thing that's overlooked is he's clearly one of the tougher players to come through these doors. So his consistency and toughness is something that is an incredible example. And, then just when you don't hear from him for a little while, he goes out and makes two or three big plays. So, I mean, he's the all-time pro. I mean, he's what you're looking for. We got to be careful with Aaron with his pitch count, because if you notice, the beginning of our practices are different than they have been in the past. So our quarterbacks, and only having three quarterbacks in camp, they're throwing a lot in individual drills where they did not throw in prior years. So you're looking at an extra 50 to 70 throws that can, the variance between each practice. So we are being smart with Aaron. I'm impressed with it, because historically you give the younger quarterback, some of the basic same plays that you would script at the end of a period. That's not the case with just the way we're installing and just the way our offense has grown, with particularly some of the new concepts that we've put in. So he's getting some tough calls. They're not tough calls as far as new calls that don't have a lot of reps, not only for him, but with the perimeter group. So. He's very aggressive in the huddle, but he's really young. I mean, he's got a long ways to go, but I love his energy. We're not lining him up and giving him the same play, that you sometimes would do in the past with young quarterbacks. And it's a good experience for him. Yeah, he definitely has physical ability. He wouldn't be here. I mean, he has the physical abilities to play in this league. I think that's evident. But as you know, that the quarterback position, it involves a lot of polish. So we have a lot of work to do.
Are you happy with the installation? Do you feel like you're making progress? Do you feel like you're looking
back? I mean, the installation period, personally, from my perspective as a coach, is exciting because you're teaching, you're there's still a sense of building and refining and trying to get concepts to look the way they're supposed to look. But then there's also the other side of it. There's more mental errors. It doesn't look the way it's supposed to. And, that's kind of been typical, I would say, Saturday's practice and Monday's practice. I thought clearly today that the practice was quicker, and I thought the tempo was the practice is starting to look the way it's supposed to. We had 19 periods today. That's a lot of periods, and that's by design. So we transitioned into no huddle in the 2 minute and in the third down and down into the red zone. So and that's what you want. So it's a real challenge for the players to keep shifting gears, and I think we definitely our practice structure and the way we're going about it, I thought we got better today.
Two more. Mike, Shakey and Lawrence Guy, both guys that, young guys that missed the whole year last year. Have you seen improvement in them, even though, they spent last year injured?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a young player coming out of college that is not able to play, but also to go to the meetings and go through the strength and conditioning. It's a huge benefit, clearly. So I think then two guys definitely have taken advantage of it.